As adults, we've somehow learned to see confusion as a bad thing, something we have to fix really quickly. Find the answer, Google it, read a post, watch a video, and get rid of the confusion so that we can move on with our lives. But I want you to take a different approach to confusion when it comes to learning English. I want you to embrace it. Welcome to the Doing Business in English podcast. I'm your host, Chrissia, and I'm going to share with you tips, advice, and conversations to help you improve your business English. Let's get started. Hello, and welcome to the Doing Business in English podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about what to do when you're confused about English. So recently in my Business English Boost paid membership, I got a question about the phrasal verbs set up and build up and when to use them. I answered her question live in the members-only Facebook group, but there's something more to it that I want to share with you here on the podcast. It's a much bigger point than what verb to use where. The real point here is confusion. A lot of the questions I get in Boost express confusion. You may remember a former podcast episode where I talked about what and which. These kinds of questions show me that my boosters are getting confused. And this makes me really happy. Yes, you heard me. I'm really happy when you get confused. Why is that? Because I think confusion is a good thing. It means that you're encountering English in real life and your brain is holding on to things that it's trying to figure out. When you're not confused, it's because of one of two things. Either you know and understand it all inside out and everything is clear and makes sense, so of course you're not confused, or you don't realize that there's something to be confused about and you're either using it wrong without realizing it or you're not using it at all. And if you're not using it, then of course you're not confused. When you aren't confused, you come across the word or grammar point and never notice it. That's because there's no reason for you to notice it. But as soon as you realize that you're confused, you start seeing it everywhere. The reality is that it's always been there, but because you're confused about it, your brain starts to set up a filter for it and it tells you that it's important. I could go way into this because I've read so much about why this happens, but trust me, your brain knows what it's doing. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to embrace the confusion because the more you expose yourself to English, the more these confusing points will come up. I know when my students are doing their lightning practice activities because they start having questions about these confusing things. This confusion is a really important step in the learning process. As adults, we've somehow learned to see confusion as a bad thing, something we have to fix really quickly. Find the answer, Google it, read a post, watch a video, and get rid of the confusion so that we can move on with our lives. But I want you to take a different approach to confusion when it comes to learning English. I want you to embrace it. Look at it as a signal that there's something new for you to learn. And even if you get your question answered, I want you to hold on to that feeling of confusion. If you're in Boost and you send in a question and I answer it, you're probably thinking, oh good, that's clear now, and you move on. But your brain no longer filters it out and you very quickly forget about it. But I want you to hold on to that feeling. I want you to keep telling yourself, I need to figure this out. It's not enough just to understand it. I want you to be able to hear it, read it, write it, and use it effortlessly when you speak. Understanding a grammar point or a new piece of vocabulary is only the very first step. And if you stop there, your English will stay exactly where it is right now. You have to practice it. You have to use it. You have to give yourself opportunities to use this new knowledge again and again until you can do it without thinking. So many times I've explained something and my students have said, oh, okay, I got it, thanks. But then later that same lesson or a few days later or even a few weeks later, they make the same mistake again without even noticing it. Or they forget the same word that they asked for the definition for. Does this sound familiar to you? Improving your business English is not a mental exercise. You've been using English for years, and any change is not just going to happen because you understand something. You have to make a habit of doing it. Just like an athlete gets better with training, your business English is going to get better with practice. When a golf coach tells a player to adjust their fingers in their grip, it's not enough for the player to say, "Oh, okay, I got it," and then go home and forget about it. They stay and practice it. They try it out, swing with no ball, with a ball, come back next time and try again. They may have more questions about it after trying it out on their own. And after a few weeks or months, this new change becomes part of how they hold the golf club. About 15 years ago, I started teaching what I now call the Lightning Grammar System. Back then, I noticed my students were making a lot of the same mistakes with English grammar, especially with tenses and choosing the right verb form in a sentence. They said, "I'm doing something," when they meant, "I do something." Or they couldn't tell the difference between, "I will do something" and "I'm gonna do something." And there were lots of problems with choosing the right verb form. As an English teacher, I noticed these problems, and I still do today with my students. You may even recognize some yourself. But I also realized that when my students were talking, they didn't know they were making these mistakes. In class, I showed them the correct way to do it, how to choose the right verb form, and what the difference was between the ones that they were getting mixed up. You know what happened? They said, "Okay, I understand. Thank you so much." And then continued to make the mistakes. This was so frustrating. So one day I came up with this exercise. I made them work in groups and come up with sentences of their own. Real, true sentences talking about their lives, but using the grammar I wanted them to learn. Here's what happened. They spent 20 or 30 minutes trying to figure it out. They argued, they wrote something and erased it, and wrote something else and argued about which one was right and who was wrong. By the end of this exercise, they were frustrated with each other, they kind of hated me, and they were confused. And then I explained the first grammar point, not as a grammar rule, but as a solution, so that they could say precisely what they wanted to say. And then the next point, and the next. I used exactly the same explanations as I had used before, but now with a group of confused students, these explanations had meaning. They realized that this was something that they needed to learn. They got to practice the new grammar points and try them out and come back and learn more and ask me questions. I developed the system over many years, and now it runs like clockwork. And it works because we start with confusion. Before I added this element of confusion, the feedback I got from students was, you know, things like, "That was really interesting," or "That was very helpful." But after adding this extra step, where people had the opportunity to try it first and be a bit confused and then get the explanation, feedback was things like, "I learned more in this course than in 10 years of English classes," or "Now I really understand what people are saying," or "I feel so much more confident now that I know that I'm using the right tenses." And my favorite feedback was, "Everyone should learn English grammar this way." And I agree. So I'd like to invite you to come and join me for the free workshop that's going to kick off the Lightning Grammar System. I'll be sending out an email to my Lightning Grammar System waitlist next week to find out the best dates for the workshop. So make sure you join the waitlist at lightningenglish.com/LGS. And then you can be part of the decision-making process so we can figure out when the best dates are for the workshop. During this workshop, I'm going to give you the chance to spend some time with a small group of people to work on this exercise and see if you also get confused. If you don't, that's great. You'll have met some new people, practiced your English for a bit, and gotten a little refresher on some English you might not have used for a while. But if you do get confused, it means that there's something you're doing wrong that you've probably been doing wrong for years. If that's the case, embrace the confusion and join me in the Lightning Grammar System, where I'll share with you everything you need to know to get rid of the confusion. I'll give you a chance to practice everything you're learning and give you the opportunity to ask more questions as you work on improving your English. If you want to improve your English grammar or just find out if what you're doing is right, come and join me. Go to lightningenglish.com/L GS to join the Lightning Grammar System. Depending on when you're listening to this podcast, either you'll have the opportunity to sign up right away or you'll be added to the waitlist so I can email you as soon as I make the dates public for the next sessions. So, to wrap up, I want you to start thinking of confusion as a good thing. It's your brain realizing that there's something it needs to figure out. If you want to be able to write me and ask a question every single time you're confused about English, join me in my Business English Boost membership. Members get an Ask Me Anything where they drop all their questions and I send them videos with the answers. All Boost members get access not only to their own answers, but to all the questions and answers from other members as well. Thanks for joining me today on Doing Business in English. I look forward to being with you next time. If you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and subscribe so that you can get notifications when I put out new episodes. You can also listen to previous episodes. And it would really help me if you could put a comment or a review. And if you have any suggestions for more podcast episodes, go ahead and email me at chrissia@lightningenglish.com. I look forward to being with you again next time. Bye-bye.